There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Wednesday, May 23rd edition. We got a 5-game early, 10-game main slate to break down for you. Hopefully Tuesday was good for you guys. Quite a weird slate. Pitching we nailed, but hitting, that was an interesting one. A lot of letdown spots last night, a lot of them. So we get back in it on Wednesday here again, 5-game early, 10-game late. Here are your totals on the day. Diamondbacks, Brewers, 8.5. Tigers, Twins, 8. Royals, Cardinals, 7.5. Giants, Astros, 7.5. Padres, Nationals, waiting on a total there as Eric Fetty is making the start for the Washington Nationals. Braves, Phillies, 8.5. Yankees, Rangers, 10. Angels, Blue Jays, 8.5. Red Sox, Rays, 8. Marlins, Mets, 7. Pirates, Reds, 9.5. Indians, Cubs, waiting on that because A, it's Wrigley, and B, Adam Plutko, the youngster for Cleveland, is making his start, his debut in the bigs. Orioles, White Sox, 9.5. Mariners, A's, waiting on that one because Daniel Gossett, I believe, is getting the spot start in this one. Rockies, Dodgers, 7.5. So you have, on the night slate, you have 2 9.5s and a 10 to target. On the day slate, 8.5 is your highest total. It looks more of like a pitching game. Maybe Washington and San Diego turn into a hitter's game, but on paper, not most likely. Let's get into your 5-game slate. Pitching, Verlander at the top, 12-8 at home against the Giants. Strikeout heavy, Giants. 25% K rate, Giants. There's a lot to like here. He's a fly ball pitcher. We talk about it all the time. Verlander will give up the long ball. Did throw a complete game shutout his last time out. But lefty's hitting 201, righty's 271. Lowest total on the board. Lots to like about Verlander. If you want to pay up, and I kind of think you want to do on this day slate, you go to Verlander. Next up, Michael Wacha, $9,300 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Wacha's been quietly putting it together of late here. Back-to-back 20, well, he had 19 and then 25-3 against Philadelphia and at San Diego. Strikeouts of 5 or more in 3 straight starts. He hasn't given up more than 2 earned runs in 5-6 in his last 6 starts and 7 of his last 8. So he's really gotten it done there. Basically a 15-plus point guy, and I know it took $9,300. Not exactly what you want to hear, but it's a rocky slate for pitching. And Kansas City doesn't strike out a ton, so keep that in mind, even though Mikolas got it done the other night. Wacha does have a 22% K rate and a great ground ball rate to play with. The Royals have the second lowest total on the slate at right around 3. Lefties 330, righties 386, but the Royals barely average WOBA of 305 and a very, very subpar ISO of 125. So definitely some things to look at there when it comes to Michael Wacha. After Wacha, it's quite a drop down. You're basically picking on the Tigers-Twins game. You got Kyle Gibson at $7,700. Very good upside guy. Every now and then he gets beat up like his last time out. There's no sugarcoating that against Milwaukee. But then prior to that, you know, 17-3, 21-4, 14-5, 31-1, 16-1. The guy's been getting it done time and time again. He's got decent strikeout stuff to boot. And he's facing a Detroit team that will strike out quite a bit. When you look at Mr. Gibson, Detroit strikes out 21% of the time. Gibson's got almost got a 50% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contacts. So you got to worry about that a little bit. Detroit's got a 3.45 total. Lefties 299, righties 359. So Gibson at 77 does come into play today. In that same matchup, Michael Fulmer at 6,100 at the Minnesota Twins. Fulmer, He has some games where he's the man and other games where he's not. Like last time out at Seattle, almost 19 points. Start before that against Seattle, 2.4. But all in all, he's usually a pretty good floor guy of around 14, 15 points with the upside to go into the 20s, which we have seen once in a while facing a Minnesota team that, where did he go? Strikeout 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Fulmer 49% ground ball rate. Not the biggest of strikeout guys, but Minnesota's team total is 4.6. Lefties 368, righties 299. So it's not the sexiest of matchups, but $6,100 does come into play, especially on a short slate like this. So again, you're pitching real quick. Verlander is far and away the best option on the slate. Then you go Michael Wacha at 93. You got Gibson at 77. Fulmer at 61. There's other guys out there, but it's just not the best of spots. And you got to pick your poisons. Maybe you go to like a Zach Godley and hope he finds that old form against Milwaukee because the strikeouts will be there. I can get behind that. You know, Milwaukee strikes out 24.5% of the time. Ground ball rate of 55% almost for Godley. Brewers of 4.4 total. Lefties 303. Righties 381. He's got the reverse splits. There's a lot of good righties with power. Not good, but powerful righties in that Brew Crew lineup. So buyer beware, but Godley could be a nice GPP pivot there in the mid-8s. So the bats real quick in these matchups. You look at guys like Brian McCann, left-handed bats versus Samardzija at 3,300. He comes into play for you today. If you see what catcher comes out in Arizona, if you get a right-handed bat against Brent Suter, definitely in play for you there as the D-backs have a 4.1 total. Lefties 319, righties 352. Versus left-handed pitching. Suter's going to have a lot of hard line drive, hard contact to right-handed bats this year, so keep that in mind. Mitch Garver is 3,100 for Minnesota. Other than that, the one kind of punt I've looked at, you'll see what else comes out, but Rafi Lopez, if he gets to start for the Padres, left-handed catcher for the Padres, $2,600. We don't have a team total yet because we're waiting on the Eric Fetty news, but Padres by no means are sexy, but lefties have shown some success in the minors and in his brief, you know, relief appearances in the past. Lefties have a little bit of success versus Fetty, so that's something to look at there. First base, Goldie has struggled a ton, but this season against lefties, he still has tremendous power. Woba over 400. It could be a good spot for him at $4,400 today. If you're going to fade Verlander, Brandon Belt at 43 is very interesting, but the stack of the day, I would imagine it's chalky, but you never know because sometimes it just doesn't get there. St. Louis Cardinals have a 4.5 total. Lefties 322, righties 361 off Jacob Junis. He gives up a lot of fly balls, gives up the home run from time to time. So guys like Jose Martinez at 4K definitely come into play for you today. Hosmer, if you want to be contrarian, at 3,900. And then Jesus Aguilar at 38 versus Godley is another right-handed power bat in that lineup. Go down a little farther. Good look at guys like Lomo at 3,500. G-Man Choi was batting second for Milwaukee last night. His first base outfield eligible. He's 3,300. You're going to have to get weird on this five-game slate because it's not a bunch of sexy teams at all. You don't got your Yankees, your Red Sox, any of that. The Astros are good, and they could be in a great spot. If you're paying for Verlander, though, it makes it tricky. So you're going to have to get creative on this slate. Second base, you got Jose Altuve at 4,600. He's always worth a look. Matt Carpenter at 37. Johnny Villar at 36. Don't hate those. But the guy I was looking at last night, second base outfield eligible, Tony Kemp of the Houston Astros, $3,400, batting ninth. He was tearing the cover off the ball in the minors. Had a big game last night. He was 2-for-2 with 5 RBIs, 16 DraftKings points. Since his call-up, 16, 5, 0, 15, and 3. So points in 4 out of his 5, 15 or more in 2 out of his 5 for $3,400 against Samardzija. Could be in play for you there. Got like Chris Owings, another one I like at value. Second base outfield eligible. A right-handed bat versus Suter at $3,100 is another guy you could take a gander at. And maybe Hernan Perez if you need extreme value. Second base outfield at $2,800. Third base, Travis Schott, 44, let everybody down last night. He's back in play tonight, or today, I should say. You look at guys like Mike Moustakas at 38 versus Wacha. Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop eligible at 38, like him quite a bit today against Fulmer. Matt Carpenter at 37. Bregman, you want lefties more often than not versus Samardzija, but Bregman's 35 and worth a look. Other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 47 is a really good play against Tyson Ross. Ground ball, get on base with speed, steal some bags. Everybody is happy. You got Correa, Eduardo Escobar, again, $3,800, pretty nice cheap price tag, should be in play. Brandon Crawford, another cheapie from the Giants, $3,200. Don't hate him at all. Took his brother-in-law, Garrett Cole, deep last night. Other than that, check your lineups for some cheapies, as there will be some today. Day game after night game, getaway days, you're going to get some cheap, cheap lineups. Then outfield, yeah, Harper at 53, Springer at 48. Then guys like Lorenzo Cain, remember, righties versus Godley at 45, Tommy Pham at 44, but I like both of them quite a bit. Christian Yelich at 41 could be in play for you. I'm not dying to use Minnesota and Detroit, but Minnesota does have some nice plays against Fulmer. Eddie Rosario at 4K, because if Fulmer's off, you get to the Detroit bullpen, and it could just become a bloodbath in that one. So Rosario at 4K is in play. Jankowski leading off for San Diego, get it on, steal some bags at 37. Tyler O'Neill at 38, didn't homer yesterday, first time in 3 days, but hey, he's human. Still a good play there at that price tag. If you want to get GPP plays in play, Franchi Cordero and his power versus Fetty at 36. Josh Reddick's a left-handed bat at the bottom of that order at 36 for Houston. Don't mind either one of those. Tony Kemp mentioned him at 34. You got Dexter Fowler at 34 if you want to play that game. Max Kepler at 34 is a nice cheap. You mentioned Jin Min Choi earlier. Juan Soto is only 3,200. It should be in pretty much all lineups. Marcelo Zuna is only 3,200. Had a big game last night. Maybe he's waking up just like Carpenter was. 14 points for Ozuna. 14 points on back-to-back nights for Ozuna. Nice right-handed bat hitting cleanup in that order. At 3,200 should be in most of your lineups today if he's in theirs. And again, Chris Owings, 31 as well. Rick Grossman, or Robbie Grossman at 31 could be a play. Then check lineups for everybody else, but definitely some options for you there. Let's recap the pitching real quick. You got Verlander at 12.8, Waka at 93. You can look at Godley in the mid-8s, Kyle Gibson 77, Michael Fulmer 61. That is your five-game slate. We'll do the BVP for everything at the end of the slate. If you have any questions, check out the Slack chat. Check out Twitter at BDintric. I'll help you with the early action that gets going at about 1 Eastern today. Before we get to the 10-game main slate, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, a great new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting in under 5 minutes. It's a ton of fun. Really cool deal. Pitcher, you get two catchers slash infield slash DH, two outfielders. You don't have to worry about ownership because you're the only one that owns them. If you want to get paid out the next day, you get paid out the next day. Tons of cool formats, all different price ranges. They also have basketball, hockey, golf. You got the Fort Worth Invitational coming up this week. Don't forget to check that out. You also have NFL Best Balls are getting started up while we're waiting for the actual NFL season to happen. You know, OTAs are going down as we speak. So you got NFL Best Balls, which is a ton of fun. So go check it out. Make your first deposit with promo code SDSports when you check out and get entry into a free $3 tournament. It is a blast. I know some of the guys in the Slack chat have talked about it and others as well. Go check it out. Draft in your app store, draft.com, promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get going with your 10-game main slate. And there are two pitchers over 10K. One I laugh at. One you have to love. Jacob DeGrom, $13,200. Yes, it is steep as hell. But man, worth every penny against Miami Marlins. Every penny. DeGrom coming off a 40-point performance. He had a dud against Philly, but that wasn't really a dud. It was more he's coming back from injury. They didn't want to rush him. He had a kind of an injury. He left to start before that with 20 points in 4 innings when he got hurt. But then prior to that, 31-7, 32-2, 30.3. So his last 4 real starts, 30 or more points in all 4 of them. He has been absolutely outstanding. His last start, he was pure, pure filth. 13-2, I usually don't have to go too much deeper into this. But 24% K rate for Miami, so on and so forth. If you're paying up, I do not hate DeGrom at all. I think he's amazing. Kyle Freeland, I respect the hell out of what he does, but I am not paying $10,100 at the Dodgers. Not doing it. Kenta Maeda, on the other hand, on a slate where, again, we talked about it yesterday, and it's been mentioned a lot around the quote-unquote industry. DraftKings is doing it different this year with their price, and they're kind of doing it slate-dependent, which I like, instead of just saying, you know, this guy's not good and having a bunch of cheapies. They're making it really interesting here, and you got a guy like Kenta Maeda, and $9,800 can be very polarizing. It's a GPP-type play. Absolutely dealt against the Marlins his last time out. Got beat up against Cincy. Did mediocre against San Diego. He's got, you know, 20-plus point upside on any given day. And there's other days where he kind of craps the bed. But he's facing a Rockies team that is horrific versus right-handed pitching. Really, really bad. They strike out over 24% of the time. He's striking out 26%. Swinging strike rate of almost 13. limits hard contact, all the things you want to see. They have a 3.24 total, second lowest on the slate, just behind, well, not behind, almost a whole run behind the Marlins with DeGrom. Lefties 280, righties 290 versus Miami. He's been very, very good. And the Rockies have a very subpar WOBA of 291 versus right-handed pitching. So Kenta Maeda at $9,800 is in play tonight on this slate with the pitchers in play. Don't mind him at all. You drop down some more. I don't mind Tyler Skaggs at 96 against Toronto. Just beware. Toronto does wake up from time to time, but he has a good play. There is strikeout upside in that matchup. They strike out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He gives up some hard contact, but he could be in a good spot there at 9,600. The next guy I am looking at, though, is David Price, Mr. Unique Elbow, Mr. I play too much Fortnite, so I get carpal tunnel in my hand. Mr. Maybe, just be honest, you wanted to try the stranger. Who knows? But David Price, $8,800 since he's come back from his Fortnite injury. 19-2, 35-8 against Baltimore and at Toronto. So two teams with some pop. He's facing a Tampa Bay team that, you know, they can get you once in a while. Willie Adames came up, took Sale deep. That was very impressive. They might run into a couple, but as a whole, they do struggle quite a bit. They strike out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Price's peripherals all match up to be pretty solid. As a whole, they have a 3.8 team total, third lowest on the slate, 304 lefties, 350 righties. So beware of some of the right-handed bats. There's some power, you know, Ramos, Cron, now Willie Adames, and a couple others. But as a whole, it's a really good spot for David Price at $8,800 on this slate. He stands out as one of the pitchers to own. I'm not going to own Lester versus Cleveland. CC in Texas is dicey. If you want to gamble, you can. Chad Kula, Great American Small Park against those lefties, I'll pass. You get below 7K now, and you got guys like Jake Arrieta at $6,900. Just upside alone at that price tag, you have to give him a look because pitching's bleak. I only have five pitchers I'm looking at out of the 20 on the slate. And I actually, you could look at Skaggs. So six pitchers on the 20 on the slate. It's really bleak, trying to keep it narrow. We got Arrieta coming off a rocky start against St. Louis, but then he was filthy against the Mets, even 13.1 against Washington. He's only $6,900. Remember that. We don't need a huge start. He's had multiple 15-plus point outings. He's averaging 14 on the season. He's had a couple 30-plussers. That's why he's an interesting GPP play in the $6,900 area. Atlanta doesn't strike out a ton. It's in Philadelphia in Citizens Bank Park, so the ball will fly out of there. But you got Arrieta. He's still striking out 21.5%. Hard contact extremely low. Ground ball rate close to 48%. Atlanta has a 4.04 total. It's right next to the Blue Jays. It's like sixth lowest on the slate. Lefties 301. Righties 281. He's limiting hard contact like no one's business. He tilts me to no end. But that, like, the price tag you have to respect at $6,900 against the Atlanta Braves. Yes, the Braves can pop off, but you even saw it yesterday. They got a couple runs, but they didn't do a ton of damage. You can take that on $6,900 from Jake Arrieta, so I don't mind him in this spot. You look at a guy like Luis Gohara at $6,600 for Atlanta against Philadelphia, making his first start of the year. We remember last year he made some starts really, really good. He can be tilting at times, but he's got amazing strikeout stuff. He's been great out of the bullpen, getting strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. One of their top prospects, big boy, big lefty, and he throws gas. And he's facing a Philadelphia team that, where'd you go? Why can't I read right now? There it is. Philadelphia strikes out over 21% of the time versus lefties. His stuff's just been outstanding. He does give up a few too many fly balls from time to time, something to be slightly concerned about. In the small sample this year, lefties 281, righties 390. So it's not like the greatest of greatest, but the upside strikeout-wise, I almost prefer him in GPPs. I actually do prefer him in GPPs over Jake Arrieta because the upside's tremendous. The blow-up potential is more, at least in a hurry, but at $6,600 is in play. So the pitchers I'm looking at today, you got DeGrom at 13-2, far and away the top option. Then you got Kenta Maeda at 98, Skaggs at 96, Price at 88, Arrieta at 69, Gohara at 66. I like DeGrom up top, and then Miami's kind of on his own, but then Price in the middle, and Gohara down below, and then you can sprinkle in some Arrieta and Skaggs as you see fit. Let's go to the catcher's position. You got Gary Sanchez day-to-day, left with an injury, and then his backup row might hit a two-run homer. That was tilting when you have Gary Sanchez in a lineup, and his spot goes deep. Wilson Contreras at 43 versus Pletko is someone you can look at. Pletko is he was tearing up the minors. He's one of their top pitching prospects. I am not running to go target him because I don't know nearly enough about him to be going at him. He's a righty, good stuff. Cubs are Cubs, so if you want to go there, you can. But it's a dicey one, in my opinion. You go down farther, though, you got guys like Wellington Castilla versus Alex Cobb. In his career, Alex Cobb has been a reverse splits guy. When you look at this season, the White Sox have a 4-6 total. Lefties 4-18, righties 3-58, so lefties are getting him even more this year. They're all crushing him. He pitched a little better his last time out, but Castillo at 35 could be in play. The White Sox could be some value pivots for you, especially in your DeGrom lineups. Luke Molly at 3,300 if he gets to start versus Skaggs. Don't hate that at all. Tucker Barnhart was hitting second yesterday. Outstanding. He's 3,200 versus Chad Kuhl. Kuhl's been very up and down this year. When you look at the Cincinnati Reds, a 4-7 total. Lefties 4-29, righties 3-63 versus Kuhl. So a guy like Barnhart, especially if he's up in the order at 32, becomes very, very much relevant to your day. Jorge Alfaro at 3,100 bucks does have a ton of power, has a ton of strikeout ability, but a ton of power versus Lefty Gohara. He could be a nice GPP type play. Other than that, check your lineups. There will be obviously your cheap catchers that show up when you need them. First base, Freddie Freeman at 52 is always worth a look. Rizzo at 45 could be intriguing. But a guy like Joey Votto at 44, love him versus Chad Kuhl in that ballpark. Jose Abreu at 43, also very, very, those two are very solid. Abreu's been really playing well. And as always, I mentioned it season long, I mentioned it in DFS, so overlooked so often. 8, 14, a 0, then a 28, a 20. He just gets it done time and time again. 4,300 bucks, good matchup versus Cobb. CJ Cron for your GPP plays versus Price at 42. Not hating that either. Let's look at the Yankees real quick. Yankees have the highest total at the moment at 5.6. Lefties 350. Righties 414 off Doug Fister. You know, if you want to be contrarian, if good old Tyler Austin cracks the lineup, he's $4,000. Nice right-handed power bat there in Texas, but would be very contrarian and very risky. If you want to be a little safer, you go to a guy like Josh Bell. 4,000 versus Homer Bailey. Pittsburgh's got a 4.8 total. It's the third highest on the slate. Lefties 397, righties 425. There's a lot of bat choices tonight. A lot of bats. A lot of bats to choose from tonight. But Josh Bell at 4K is in play. Joey Gallo, maybe not. But Edwin Encarnacion at 39 versus John Lester. If he's in the lineup, I like that quite a bit. You go down a little farther. Got the likes of Trey Mancini at 37 versus Dylan Covey. Covey is bad. Baltimore has the second highest total at 4.95. Lefties 398, righties 360. So Mancini, and if you want to get really contrarian, Pedro Alvarez at 37 are both in play. Matt Davidson at 36 worth a look as well. Heck, even Adrian Gonzalez against Dan Straley at 35, not my favorite play, but he can be very GPP for you. Don't hate that either, but it's not my go-to move by any means. Other than that, check your lineups. You'll get a few stragglers down the way, like Justin Bourge, 31. Chris Davis, 31, GPP for Baltimore with his power upside is another one you could possibly look at there. And Vogelbach is back. Dan Vogelbach, 2,800 bucks versus Gosset. If he gets a good spot in that order, go check him out as well. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at 51. Cesar Hernandez at 46. But then Gleyber Torres at 45, I absolutely love. Price tag has skyrocketed, and rightfully so. He had another homer last night. He's got 5 homers in his last 10 games. He's averaging 11 points in his last 10 games. 17 more points last night. Crushing baseballs. Great line drive rate. Great hard contact right now. Righties are smoking Fister. So Gleyber's a great play. I was going to have him as my cover boy yesterday. Couldn't find a good pitcher. Yeah, that sucks. Scooter Jeanette, grand slam last night. He's 4,400 versus Cool. He's in a great spot as well. Yoán Moncada at 42. I like him a lot versus Cobb, especially towards the top of that order. Good left-handed bat against Cobb. Don't hate at all. Go down farther. A guy like Josh Harrison. He's coming back from the DL, hitting pretty well at 3,900 bucks. Adrubal Cabrera at 38 is always a nice play in that price range in his matchups. A little farther down, you got guys like which little bleak second base. I'm going to go top. Kenner Falafa at 32 is not bad. If Adam Frazier's in the top of the order for Pittsburgh at 3,200 versus Bailey, I do like that as a cheapie. You can work with that for sure. Kike Hernandez got a lefty Freeland on the mound at 3,100. He's second base outfield. Everyone's going to want to use him. He's not having the year he's had in the past, so keep that in mind, but not saying don't use him because he has value in that spot. Let's go over to the third base position where you're going to have Chris Bryant at 52. Jose Ramirez at 5K is very, very solid. Josh Donaldson versus a lefty at 44. Donaldson continues to just struggle. He had 12 points last night. He finally got something going, but man, he's been cold. Maybe he's heating up. Who knows? 4,400 versus Skaggs could be in play. We got Chapman at 43 versus Marco Gonzalez, the lefty Gonzalez. Lefty's 366, righty's 359 off Gonzalez this year. Chapman's a good GPP look there. I don't even hate Eugenio Suarez, prefer him versus lefties, but 42, if you're doing a red stack, I like him more. Like Justin Turner, career has hit lefties well. He's 4K versus Freeland. So third base is absolutely loaded, especially up top here. Miguel Andujar went deep yesterday, another guy that hits really well. Righties versus Fister at 37 could be in play. Colin Moran went deep yesterday, 37 versus Bailey, so another good look there. Like I said, there's a lot of good options because there's a lot of bad pitchers on the slate, a lot. Mikel Franco in GPPs with his power versus Gajara at 35. I'd probably just rather pay up for Moran at 37, but I can see the appeal there. Yolmer Sanchez at 33 is a nice cheapie. Rafael Devers went deep yesterday. He's 33. He's way too good for that price tag. He's just been very inconsistent this year. So that's why he's priced down there. He's earned the price tag. He's just way better than that price tag. So maybe he breaks out of it and you can take advantage of it while you can because cheap yesterday went deep. He's got that ability to do it again today. Shortstop Manny Machado at 55 is always in play every day, even though you know he gave up a dud yesterday. Every once in a while, guys have zeros. It happens, but he's way too good. Frenchie Lindor at 49 hits lefties very well. Didi Gregorius at 46, yeah, maybe. But I look at guys like Segura at 45, Javi Baez at 41. I look at those guys first. Marcus Semien at 4K versus lefty. Love that play right there. He's having a good all-around year, but that's a really good spot for him. You look at guys like Tim Anderson at 33, Jerks and Profar at 33. I like both of those as well. Farther down you go, a guy like Jose Peraza towards the top of the order in a red stack is okay. Max Moroff, if he's leading off at 32, I don't mind that either. I mean, not at the bottom or top of the order. William Adames, 3,100 versus Price, will be chalky for his value, but he's very much worth a look. Yoan Camargo at 29 for Atlanta, second or shortstop, third base eligible, is in play for you as well. Head to the outfield and wrap her up. You got Mookie Betts at 5,900. He went deep again yesterday. He's just, if you can afford him, you pretty much play him at will. You got Judge and Stanton, 56 and 54. Love Judge tonight. I like him a lot. I think Judge goes deep. Mike Trout at 53. Price down for Mike Trout standards against Aaron Sanchez. Very much in play tonight. You got guys like Benintendi at 48. Shohei Ohtani at 47. Go check the video of his batting practice in Toronto. He's hitting absolute bombs. It was amazing. You're going to have farther. You got guys like Gregory Polanco at 44. Brett Gardner at 43 versus Fister. Aaron Hicks at 43. Like all three of those type of plays there. Nick Markakis at 43. So you had some good value in this mid-range. Ender Inciarte. Austin Meadows went deep again yesterday. I had him in a lineup. He's got a bunch of power and speed from the left side of the plate. He's 4,100 versus Homer Bailey. I like that play a ton. It's a really, really good play. Reese Hoskins at 41 versus Gajara. He's just slumping mightily, but he's worth a look as well. Corey Dickerson at 4K versus Bailey also in place. A lot of good power bats you can get up here in the outfield in the mid fours all the way down to the mid threes. A lot of good options for you there. Yasiel Puig went deep yesterday. Does hit lefties okay. He's 3,900 versus Freeland. Teoscar Hernandez, 3,800 versus Skaggs is a GPP power upside. Scott Schebler at 38 versus Cool. Don't mind him in your GPP lineups as well. The farther down you look, like Adam Jones at 36 is in play. Matt Kemp versus the lefty Freeland at 36 is a nice mid-three price tag. Same with Chris Taylor. He's outfield shortstop eligible at 36. Went deep yesterday. He's been slowly heating up off and on the last couple weeks. He's got some duds, but he's got more of these big games than short and small games of late. He's got double digits, I believe, in five or six of his last 10. So 3,600 for Chris Taylor against Freeland. Freeland's a big-time soft contact guy. We didn't really go into him much here. Lefty's 225, righty's 323. So you can put a little bit of action against him. And, they played good last night. They won a couple in a row. And once the Dodgers get going, they're going to be clicking. So keep an eye on that. David Dahl at 36 as well. You get on farther. You got guys like Brandon Nemo, if he's leading off at 35, could be in play for you. Mark Canha at 3,500 bucks has some big-time power versus lefties. GPP type play for you with the Oakland A's. Farther down you look, Aaron Altherr at 34 loves mashing left-handed pitching, so that's a good GPP look for you there. Don't be afraid on this goofy-ass slate. If you want to play like one guy versus one of your pitchers, you can go for it. It's not the end of the world. Farther down we go, Gerardo Parra, if he cracks the lineup at 3,200, could bring you some value against Maeda. I remember Kiki Hernandez, 3,100 bucks. Talked about him earlier. Rajai Davis at 3K versus Lester could be in play for you there. And also Brandon Guyer is always worth a look versus left-handed pitching. He's at 2,800 for Cleveland, so keep him in mind. Ben Gamble's 28 versus Gossett. He could be another cheapie. But check your lineups. We will get some other cheap options for you to target on the evening slate. Again, check us out in the Slack chat. Tons of fun. Good info up in there. Recapping your 10-game main slate, pitching at DeGrom by himself up top at 32. You got Maeda at 98. It's a very solid play against one of the worst teams in baseball against right-handed pitching. Skaggs could be a nice GPP play at 96. You got David Price at 88 versus Tampa. I do like that quite a bit. Arrieta at 69. Gahara at 66 for your low-price GPP darts. Let's go over BVP for all 15 games on this slate. I mentioned Hernan Perez as a, you know, kind of cheap gamble if you need to on a small slate. He's hitting 250. He's two for eight with a double and a homer, so he's got extra base hits against Godley in a small sample. Rosario and Dozier in small samples have taken Fulmer deep. Jorge Soler, 4-for-7, two homers off Waka. Josh Reddick and Marvin Gonzalez both taking Samardzija deep. Evan Longoria is hitting 265 off Verlander, 9-for-34, the double, triple, and a homer. Matt Adams, 5-for-9 with a double and a homer off Ross. Turner, Harper, Rendon have also homered off Tyson Ross. So the Nats can be a little sneaky on the day slate if you want to go that route. Senzu Chu, 6-for-21, the double and a homer off Sabathia. Not a lot of really standout guys just yet when it comes to BVP. Nothing flashy. Justin Upton, 5-for-7, two doubles. Calhoun's taking Sanchez deep. Joey Votto, 5-for-6, the double and a homer off Chad Kuhl. Shevler's taking Kuhl deep as well. Polanco has taken Homer Bailey deep. Drupa Cabrera, 3-for-8, two doubles Australia. Justin Bour, this is not bad. 7-for-15, a double and two homers, 4.67 clip off of Jacob DeGrom. A little surprising there. Wilson Ramos, 4-for-11, a double and a homer off David Price. We know Ramos crushes lefties. This is what he does. Mookie Betts crushes Chris Archer. Shocker. 12-for-34, it's a 3.53 average. Two doubles, four home runs. By God, Mookie Betts. Xander Bogaerts, 11-for-33, three doubles, it's a 3.33 average. So the Red Sox, once again, in play. Just lock and load. Rajai Davis, 14-for-49, it's a 2.86 average versus Lester. Three doubles, three triples, and a homer. Lindor, Guyer, Melky have all homered off of Lester, and then Edwin's hit three homers off of Lester. So the Indians alive and well again tonight. We got some of those valuable ones right there. Guyer and Rajai Davis are cheap. And Encarnacion wasn't super expensive, but make sure he's in the lineup with no DH. Lourdes Garcia, if you want a cheapie, versus Alex Cobb, is a cheap outfielder, 2-for-2 with a triple and a homer. Trey Mancini, 2-for-3 with a double and a homer off Covey. Machado's taking Covey deep as well. Small, small samples. Matt Chapman, 2-for-4 with a double off Marco. Small samples. Mitch Haniger, probably not playing. X-rays came back negative last night. So keep that in mind. But Zunino, Haniger, and Cruz have all taken Gossett deep. But who knows who will be in the lineup for that one. Justin Turner, 6-for-11, a 5.45 average versus Freeland with three doubles. Puig has taken him deep. Bellinger even 2-for-3 with two doubles off Freeland. Chris Iannetta, 3-for-6, two homers off Maeda. David Dahl and Blackman have taken Maeda deep as well. So there you have it. Five game early, 10 game main slates in the books. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. You got the always pressing PGA DFS podcast out and about for the Fort Worth Invitational. Myself, Bucks, and Jesse broke it down for you. Jesse has his DFS picks out for the weekend. Check out his fan share stuff over there. They're doing great work in the golf community. I can't wait to see what they have for football as well. They're doing some awesome stuff over there. We'll have the OAD picks out today. Got Giannis's bets out. We'll have so much more coming up there in your PGA world. Go check out Bench with Bubba episode 95 with our boy Batflip Crazy. Really good stuff there. Really, really good stuff. X-Stat, StatCast, and fantasy players bringing it all together. I'll be recording another good one tonight. I'm not going to say who it is because I want to make sure it happens, but a lot of good prospect talk. A lot of good prospect talk. So we'll get that in tonight. Recording around the bases tonight. Had to postpone that one day. But so much going on at thesportsdegens.com. Hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric. And if you have any other questions, if you can't get me on Twitter, jump in the Slack chat. Tons of fun. Just ask. You get a free invitation on over. But good luck on your 5-game early, 10-game main slates. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 23rd edition. I'm out. We'll be right back.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.